David Anderson, 33187. Chief complaint, cough. Number 2, congestion. Number 3, history of heart murmur. Number 4, history of thyroid cysts. Number 5, dizziness. Next one is family history of stroke. Our patient is a 36-year-old gentleman, comes in with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days, period. In the paragraph, he's had low-grade temperature, headache, sinus pain, dizziness, period. In the paragraph, he's married, has 2 children, he works for the Port of Houston, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. He's a supervisor. If that's social, surgery, cholecystectomy, medical problems, none medications, none COVID immunization, none family history, hypertension, diabetes, stroke. He likes to watch his kids play baseball, otherwise he's not very active. Review of system as above. Has had some bloating, has had some diarrhea after his gallbladder was taken out, has had some BPH symptoms off and on, and leg pain and hip pain off and on that he's concerned about, period. Exam, 217 pounds, no significant change, 98%, 96.9, 16, 67, 124 over 82, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft TMs, a red portion of pharynx, is red and inflamed, logical, non-focal, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any lesion. 2 over 6, is still like ejection, remember noted, by the way. On the heart. Assessment number 1, pharyngitis. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Next one is negative strep, flu, and COVID. Next number is rosefenigram. Next one is Decadron 8 mg. Next one is ZPAC. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is because of his heart murmur. We looked at his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. No evidence of extensive valvular regurgitation or stenosis loaded. Next one is because of vertigo. We looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was negative, period. And in paragraph, he does have a slight BPH, but normal within for his age. Next one is because of sinusitis. He has lymphadenopathy in his neck. The lymphadenopathy also prompted us to look at a thyroid. He does have a 0.3 centimeter thyroid cyst on the left side, period. In paragraph, as far as his arm pain, leg pain, hip pain is concerned, none of that appears to be vascular in origin. No evidence of DVT or PVD noted. Next one is as far as diarrhea. His abdominal ultrasound is negative. Of course, there's no gallbladder, and his liver is within normal limits, so is his kidneys and spleen. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is having a history of a stroke in the family also prompted us to look at his carotid ultrasound, which was also within normal limits. Thank you.